Is this the fucking man show? Hi, Tip Tap Tip. I was listening to your latest episode, and it compelled me to respond to some of the conversations Eric and the substitute host, Shane, were having. First of all, yes, I do listen to the show, obviously, because it's my fucking show, and I care about it a lot. Secondly, I rock, and the show rocks, therefore. So, I would like to say mainly that Eurovision is awesome, and I'm super excited to watch the finale on May 18th. I just had to get that off my chest, my double D chest, because you two make it sound like you're going to a fucking funeral. I also just had to respond to your panty rating story. This is my theory, dot, dot, dot. Underwear are expensive, and the person stealing them just wanted to either score some free ones for themselves or sell them. OMG. I think some of my brain cells are fried listening to you talk about boogers for so, so long. Wow. Such a dude show. I can't wait to get back on the show. So Tip Tap Tip is not just about boobs, bums, and boogers. Ah. Okay, I'm done. Bye. Rochelle, the boss of Tip Tap Tip.
Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle, boss of Tip Tap Tip.
Clearly the boss.
Do you like that? I just made that up myself.
As that letter clearly demonstrated, we know who the real boss is on the show. It's not the guy who's pushing the buttons. It's not the guy who's printing out the things and putting together the clips. No, it is clearly Rochelle. Welcome back, Rochelle. We missed you last week. Things got a bit out of hand.
They did.
Kind of went off the rails. We apologize.
It was such a man show. I had a hard time listening to it. I'll be honest. It was hard. There's so many conversations where it was like, oh, fuck, if I was on it, I would say this. Or if I was on it, Shane would not get away with being like, oh, you go to Brazil for the bums. Yeah, just because the women behind the asses are not awesome at all either. It was so irritating.
You listened to the whole thing.
It was so irritating. I was just like, oh, fuck, I need to, like, say something here. So that's why I wrote the letter.
Well, I'm glad that you wrote the letter. You setting the record straight that...
And also because I would not have remembered, like, right after after listening to the show, I'm like, I need to write this letter right now when I'm feeling it.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, because I got that letter out, I think it was... probably right after that, well, a few hours after that show had gone up. And
I was just listening to Stitcher, and I didn't plan that I listened to right when it came out.
I was like, what is this shit? No, it wasn't shit. It was just different.
Yeah, it like automatically went to it, and I was like, oh, I recognize this song. Oh, yeah, this is our show. And then I was like, oh, no, this isn't our show. This is the Eric and Shane show. That's what we should call it when Shane substitutes.
Yeah.
Eric and Shane show, not Tip Tap Tip.
It's called Guys Being Guys.
Yeah.
Which is why we appreciate you. You kind of keep things off track or on track or whatever. It's all good. Well, I'll explain some of the things we covered last week. Well, we finished our rundown.
There were some good stories that you had last week.
Well, why don't you add your 2 cents to what you remember we were talking about?
Well, I can't remember them now.
Okay, well.
That's why I wrote the letter, because I remembered it there.
Mm-hmm. But we did finish our rundown of Eurovision songs, so no more songs from this point forward until the final of the Eurovision Song Contest, which occurs on May 18th, a Saturday, at 9 p.m. Central European time, whatever time that happens to be in your end of the world, you do the math.
There's probably an app for that or something.
You go to the Eurovision website, they have like a countdown.
They've got their shit all figured out there, hey?
Oh, yeah.
Well, so a friend of mine just came back from Belgium,
mm-hmm.
and she was saying that everybody there is listening to Eurovision stuff on the radio, and the song from last year.
Yeah. Euphoria.
No, I'm trying to... What's the musician's name again?
Oh, Lorraine.
Lorraine. So apparently that one is being played on the radio so often that she's kind of gotten sick of it.
Yeah.
And they're playing a lot of the new Eurovision stuff. And I kind of wish that... Well, I guess maybe we could somehow tune into a radio station. You can do that, right?
I'm sure there might be something already set up. I'm sure some person has done that. I don't know of it. But I'm sure...
Because that would be interesting. Like, I'm curious to see which songs... Because I think that would make a huge difference in the ones that are being voted for. If certain songs are being played in certain countries or mm-hmm. if people are hearing it a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But, like, a lot of the people who do tune into the final show, that's the first time they ever heard that song, right? So it's first impressions are a big thing. You got to, like, hit them over the head right off the bat and, like, hit it out of the park immediately. You can't get a...
So they can't play the Eurovision songs on the radio before the final?
Well, they can. Like, usually that will usually occur...
In that country in other countries?
Mostly in that country, right? So, for instance, in outside of Belgium, they're not playing that song quite a bit, if at all, right? Yeah, you know, just because it's their hometown hero. They want to play the shit out of that song.
Oh, okay. I wonder if there's if there's rules against that, because that would make sense if, like, say, like, you can't play the Belgium song in another country, because then you'll get, like, people will recognize that song and be familiar, and then they'll most likely vote for it.
I don't think there are any rules, because we've heard all the songs and no one's really blocked us from hearing any songs. You know, they're freely available for anybody.
No, I'm saying, like, on the radio, like, you know how you listen to a pop song, the first time you hear it, you're like, meh, I don't know. And then the fifth time you hear it, you're like, oh, it's kind of catchy. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
You know, like, you could trick people into voting for other countries.
It's not really tricking people.
It's tricking people, Eric.
Okay.
Because, you know, when... Sometimes you hear something, like, say, for instance, like, a Rush song on the radio, and you're like, oh, now, do I like that song, or do I just recognize it?
Well, like, you know my opinion.
Yeah, okay, but for me,
okay,
like, sometimes I'm like, do I like this one, or does Eric just make me listen to it? So.
There we go. I don't make you listen to anything. You can choose to leave the room.
Eric, you make me watch stupid movies. You're like, oh, do you feel like watching this? And I'm like, whatever you want. And then you're like, okay. And then you go and put on, like, a really stupid movie and then make me watch it.
So, for instance, I think Rochelle's referring to a movie that we watched on Friday. I put it on. I started watching it. I think you came back about halfway through the movie and started watching it with me. And you're like, oh, this isn't that bad. Because first of all, you recognized Melanie Griffith. You're like, okay, I get it. There's my in. That's how I get it.
Yeah, before her plastic surgery, she looks kind of different.
So she looks completely different without inflated lips and all sorts of craziness.
Yeah.
And
I was mostly drawn to her outfit and her hair. Her driving a Ford Mustang.
Yep.
She's like a badass chick.
It's the future. That's what happens.
But it was pretty bad, like, voiceover movie in some parts.
If I remember correctly, but that movie in particular takes place in the far future of the year 2017. Even though the movie was, like, made in 87 or 86. So at that point, that was crazy.
I think it must have just been, like, a huge trend in the 80s to do movies that were kind of like Mad Max.
It was a big
thing. Maybe that one was done after Mad Max or...
Oh, yeah. Because I think there's a ton of movies like that.
And then they all take place in the desert.
Because it's easy to film in the desert. And, you know...
Yeah. And for some reason, I like when she goes into Vegas and Vegas is halfway covered in sand. I'm like, I think I remember that being in another movie where they go to Vegas and Vegas is covered in sand.
They quite possibly reused the exact set from another movie.
Yeah.
Just to catch everybody up, the movie we're talking about is a
Cherry
2000.
Yeah, Cherry 2000,
which isn't the name of Melanie Griffith's character, but rather the name of that stupid robot. Chick that he's...
Are you serious? That's in the movie? She's in the movie for like
at the beginning and at the end. Yeah, basically.
That's stupid.
They should have named Melanie Griffith.
And sure. I liked, you know, the whole... This is the reason why I was okay with the movie, Eric. Because the whole purpose of the movie was to rescue this robot chick, right? Because this guy was in love with this robot chick.
Which is kind of dumb.
But he's a dumb guy, so...
No, first of all, okay, I'll explain
the beginning of it, though.
Oh, this is craziness. All right. So what he has, like, this memory disk, right, which he took from the original version of Cherry 2000, another duplicate, which apparently got damaged when water got onto it. And he's like, oh, no, my awesome robot girlfriend is wrecked. So he took out her memory, which is, like, this form of this tiny little disk, hoping to find another version of it and put in this disk so that it puts back her memories into this new Cherry 2000 body. And then it turned out that he's like, wow, after, you know, running around the desert with cute little Melanie Griffith in her crazy hair, he's like, wow, robot chicks just aren't really cool. I like hanging out with Melanie Griffith better.
Like, no, like real chicks.
Yeah, real chicks are better.
He was like, oh, maybe it's not so good when they just say yes to everything and respond positively to everything, even when they're being shot at and shit like that.
Yeah.
So it was good because it was like, yeah, you know what? Girls with balls are awesome. And you should date one of those girls, not a submissive robot lady.
Yeah. So in the end.
Sometimes when I get mad at you, I say that you're like a robot.
I am a robot.
I think you are like a robot a little bit.
I'm a little bit like
a robot. Or like a Vulcan. Like, I've got no emotion. I control. Right? That's what Vulcans do?
Not like in your voice. They don't go, I have no control. I'm emotionless. They don't.
Okay. I have no emotion.
No, you're emoting. Even when you're saying that, you're like.
I have no
emotion. Very monotone. Like,
I have no emotion.
Captain.
I have no emotion.
I have no emotion. I'm a Vulcan. Deal with it.
Oh, you're so good at it.
I know, because I am mostly Vulcan.
I think you are.
I got, like, ear surgery to make me look normal. But these eyebrows, 100% Vulcan.
That explains your eyebrows. They're from space.
They are from space. Yeah.
So. Oh, I don't know if I told you about this, but yesterday when I went for a massage, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. So when I showed up, the lady put on like her like
Enya
music, and she was like, oh, pick whatever music you want. And I don't know anything about like that kind of music.
That's not my world at all.
Yeah. And so the music was kind of like, it was like, ping, and I'm like, I don't get this at this is like, sure, play whatever you want, I don't care.
Yeah.
And so I'm laying down, and then she starts doing the massage, and then after, like, you know, she gets into the massage or whatever, you know, when you close your eyes and you see all black. Mm-hmm. And then I understood the music. It's supposed to be like space, like you're in space. Like, you're, like, floating, and then all of a sudden you see a star, and the star goes, ping!
So did you, when you closed your eyes, and you imagined that you were...
I understood the music, and I imagined I was in space.
Floating in space, like the Silver Surfer or whatever?
Well, no, not, like, just like, floating.
Just hanging out. Oh, space is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. I gotcha. Ping!
So, yeah, that's... I get it.
Speaking of music... last weekend, actually, I went to a mixed CD party, and people who've listened to this show a while know that every year or so I get invited, to a mixed CD party.
Invite-hole.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. The thing, I get asked to go. Officially. So again, I went this year. It's just me, Michelle, just kind of hanging out, because...
I think I've only made a CD for the mixy party once.
You did, yeah.
And I didn't feel like it was responded very well.
I liked it. It was your high school mix CD or whatever. A lot of Vanilla Ice, a lot of Color Me Bad.
I don't think people, like, if they didn't go to, like, high school the same time as me, they probably wouldn't like it. Mm-hmm.
So, like, with me, I think I reached my high water mark as creatively a few years ago when I did my workout mix CD. Since then, I've just been kind of putting out what I want, right?
And I don't even think I've heard that whole one, because you kept on saying, oh, don't worry, I'll burn you a copy. And then you just never did, because you just don't care about me, and you don't care about my needs and what I want.
I'll burn you a copy, don't worry about it.
Yeah, whatever.
But
then I'll remember like 5 years later, hey, what about that CD?
It still exists. It's still.
Yeah, I know, but I'm never ever going to hear it. I think I heard like a little bit of it that you played for me. That's okay. It.
But
I you don't even care.
You're making noises with your cat.
I want to make noises with my cat.
Anyways, as I was saying, you really...
I can't. Sorry. It's just fun. I'm squishing it.
Yeah, why don't you have the bottle
instead? No. Go away.
All right. Anyways, so I put together a CD this year. I was kind of running out of ideas. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, so I think the title of the CD represented that. The theme of the
CD... You would have named that CD Fuck It. Like, no matter what time it was when you finished it.
It was pretty late. I was just like, oh, fuck it. Like, So, Rochelle wasn't able to go, unfortunately, but she did help out with the artwork on the CD. I printed out just like a basic cover with, like, song titles and names, and then gave it to Rochelle to add her personal touch, and then she proceeded to draw the dirtiest series of... sketches and drawings on every single one of these CDs that was given out at this party.
But I thought that would be funny because then you show up with your CDs and then everybody's like, Eric, why are there huge cocks and tits all over the CD? And it's and then you had to explain it that it was me that did it, but people probably didn't believe believe you because you're just trying to make it seem like I'm the dirty person when it's really you. Or the dirty person.
Yeah, I kind of threw you under the bus. I'm like...
Why?
Well, here, I'll explain. I said... People asked about the pictures. I'm like, I just asked Rochelle to draw something nice. I came back and that was on all the CD. And I had to go to the party and I couldn't...
You're such a dick.
And I'm like, oh, I guess I'll have to use these.
No, I didn't. You told me to do that.
I know you? I did. I told you.
Well, it was your idea.
Yeah.
Right? I think it was your idea.
I think so. Yeah, anyways, I liked it. But what I'll do is, for people who want to listen to it and check it out themselves, I'll put a link to that because I've uploaded it onto the...
You didn't... There was one... Or there were some that you left here. Which ones did you leave here that you didn't want to bring to the party?
What do you mean? Like, oh, which...
The drawings.
I can't even remember. That was like a week or so ago.
Oh.
But, yeah, I'll put a link to people who want to listen to it, they can.
It's a good CD.
It's good to drive around in.
The very last song, though, I'm sorry.
I like that.
It's too, like, gay disco for me.
It's a good song. I don't like
it. I don't like it. I always forward it.
Oh, you gotta listen to the whole CD.
Yeah, I have listened to the whole CD. Except for that last song. It's the very last song. And I've almost always get through the very last song, and then I was like, I can't take it. And I forward it.
Oh, man, I'm supposed to end on a high note, and then I hear that you just...
I know, I just ruined it for you.
You ruined it. It's such a, I carefully planned, like, the order of the song.
Everything, yeah, it's a good... I'm glad that you put that one last, because then I can skip through it easier.
Oh, goodness. It's like... But anyways, I'll put a link. You can have a listen to it. It's good to drive around to. I'll say that much. It's good summertime jams.
I like all the different ideas that people come up with for the mixed CD. Like, our friend Mason, he's been on the show. His idea was every song was 2 minutes and 42 seconds.
Yeah.
And I really like his, like, compilation of music. It's really good. I've been listening to his CD a lot now.
Well, good for him. He's the best.
No, I already listened to yours lots already. I listened to yours first.
Yeah.
And then I don't think I've listened to any of the other ones. Oh, no, I did. The one where the person just put, like, the BBC, like, top list or something like that.
Yeah.
Which I've never listened to it, but the BBC, I guess, has, like, a top mix that they play, and it's played by different DJs, and I was dancing to it, and then some of it turned to classical music. Like, it was really interesting mixture of music. I liked it.
Yeah, it's kind of... Yeah, I heard a bit of it as I was having a nap yesterday on the couch, but,
Really?
Yeah. I think that was playing. It was kind of all over the place.
Yeah, it was all over the place, but it was still really good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
We got actually quite a bit to
talk. Oh, and then the movie theme one, too. I like that one. It's music that was in movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a good compilation by Erin, who's the host of the CD mix party.
Yep.
She's never been on our show, though.
Never, ever been on our show. You want to get into some news?
Let's do it.
All right. We got lots of news to talk about.
I'm really sad that we didn't do Eurovision. Like, I still really want to talk about Eurovision. I still feel like we should talk about Eurovision.
Sure, we can.
Because we're still watching some of the videos right now. Yeah, like, we're kind of, like, refreshing ourselves.
Yeah.
You were going to say the same word that I was going to say.
I'm doing that thing that you hate.
I know.
You call me out on it all the time.
You steal my sentences.
Call you out.
I don't call you out all the time.
You're right.
No, I don't. I'm going to twist your nipple.
Whatever.
Okay, so anyway, so the my favorite one is that egg a leaf.
Yeah, okay, don't tell me about
egg, that. Is it egg a leaf?
Egg a leaf. Egg a leaf.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Egg a leaf. Egg a leaf.
Yeah, I should watch it again afterwards because the guy who's in it is really hot.
Yeah, you made that. You definitely got turned on by that one. And I
don't say turned on. Like, he's very attractive.
Hey,
I can't deny it, Eric. You even said that he should play Thor.
He basically is Thor.
He is Thor.
Yeah, like, I'm convinced that he actually is Thor. But he's changed his name into, like, some other, like, human name, and he's entered into Eurovision. But I think this guy actually is the God of Thunder, Thor.
Yeah.
Who has entered Eurovision. So.
I know, me too. Because he's hot, and he's fucking huge, and he's a fisherman, and he has his own little boat. And then he gets a letter at the water.
Rochelle really likes science.
I do. It makes me all giddy.
Yeah.
Because he's so hot.
You know what I should do?
And I also really like that, so they do, so there's a video of him where you can drool over him as well at Eurovision.
I'm just writing a note down for myself. I'm going to put a poll up on our Facebook page where I'm going to put links to videos. And this is a poll specifically for the women in our audience saying who's...
No, we should just have a poll like in, like, that would be fun.
Hottest Eurovision guy 2013.
But then you also have to do hottest Eurovision girl.
Oh, yeah. But I'll do two separate ones.
Okay, yeah. That'd be fun. So that guy is really hot. And then the Azerbaijan guy, I remember him being pretty hot, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I don't remember the song. And I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. So in the egg leaf one, there's some animation sort of stuff. And then I realized afterwards that it's like, you know how in South Park they do the Canadians?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that animation looks like. It looks like the Canadians, like with the square faces.
Kind of like weird paper cutouts and stuff like that.
Yeah. Anyway, it's very cute. And then I also found myself humming to a Eurovision song.
Which one?
I can't remember.
You're humming to it, but now you can't remember.
It's just all, you know, when you just all of a sudden you're like, what am I singing?
How does it go? Yeah. You humming now? No,
I was singing a Eurovision song. How it was like, live a... I can't remember, Eric. Now when you ask me, I'll forget. Okay. I'll tell you later.
All right. Fair enough. So again, I mentioned it at the beginning of the show, the Eurovision Song Contest final is a couple weeks from now on the 18th. That's like 2 weeks? Two weeks.
It's May 5th today.
Yeah, it's like 2 weeks from yesterday, in fact, that people will be able to watch it live, like we will. You can catch it live on the internet. We'll all be live tweeting with the 100 million other people who happen to be watching it. That's a lot of people.
I hope they do a Eurovision dance this year. You know, when everybody dances in the squares. That was cool, like Michael Jackson style.
I haven't seen anything like that.
Yeah. I don't know how they just did that one year.
I think they had it in advance, and then people kind of sent out their videos or whatever.
That was awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We got news and stuff to talk about. Oh, what's that sad face about? Do you want to talk more about Eurovision?
Yeah, it gets me excited.
Okay, well, let's continue with this train of thought. Don't lick the microphone. Don't lick the microphone.
What's your favorite song?
It's hard to say. There's no real song this year, which has been so, like, hit over the head. This is definitely...
Okay, what's your two favorite songs?
All right, I like the one from the Netherlands. Don't think it's going to win.
How does that one go again?
Birds flying high.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah. And I like the one from... That's the one where it's really sort of...
What was the last one that we watched, that dude? It was like the official video, and we hadn't seen that video yet.
Love kills over and
that's
over.
That's the fucking song I had stuck in my head.
Over and over. Dun, 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 blah, 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 blah. Love kills over and over. Something like that.
I don't like it when you sing like that.
You don't like it when I sing like that?
Well, the very ending sounds... Like, that sounds like Nickelback. Right. That's like your Nickelback impression.
Yeah, my voice goes all raspy and... Love kids. Okay, enough. Enough, Eric. All right.
You're silly.
I'm ridiculous. I'm ridiculous and stuff.
You should start a band or something. Like, grow your hair long and wear a cowboy hat.
Yeah, there we go. I got a few things to talk about. It might seem like a funny story, but I'm kind of glad that this happened. And I'm not sure if we ever talked about this man, but I remember watching the video about this gentleman. Wesley Warren, he had at this point a 132-pound scrotum. Which basically...
Oh, you just almost made me throw up my beer. What?
Yeah, he had...
That's his balls, right?
Yeah.
That's like a person.
Yeah, it's basically a small human being.
Oh, is that why they did that South Park episode with the dudes? Remember when they had the big balls and they could barely walk down the street because their balls were so huge?
I'm not sure if that was because of this man specifically, but this person actually had one in real life.
But why?
It was just some sort
did
of weird...
his balls turn into people?
No. Is this like some sort of odd medical or abnormality? Anyways.
And they just keep growing and growing and growing.
Well, I don't know if they kept on growing, but they got big enough to a point where you could barely walk.
Why wouldn't you just cut them off?
Well, that's what this is about. Wesley Warren Jr., the 44-year-old Las Vegas man whose 132-pound scrotum made headlines worldwide, had surgery to resolve his condition, which is caused by an excess of watery fluid collecting around his testicles. Holy smokes. Warren initially sought donations for the surgery, estimated to cost around $1 million. Thank you, awesome U.S. Healthcare system.
$1 million? Why doesn't he just go to a farmer? They cut cow's balls off all the time.
Exactly. He initially sought donations for the surgery, estimated to cost around $1 million through his email address, which is...
I got big balls.
benefitballsack@yahoo.com. That is a fact. There was.
Can you see a picture of his balls online?
Yeah. Well, you can. He covers it because what he would do is
because you can't show.
No, he would wear like a sweatshirt, but like he'd wear it over his legs. Whereas.
So he would just be hiding it. I've never heard of that before.
It's actually quite, yeah, like it's just, it's, in, you know, it's funny. You know, it sounds funny because the guy's giant nuts, but like it was really kind of.
Oh my goodness.
You could not.
It looks like an utter sack. Yeah.
You can't. He couldn't really
what
do much
the fuck?
With it.
So he wears like.
Basically, this is a sweatshirt, right?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm explaining. He's wearing a sweatshirt on his legs, so the sweatshirt arms are going through, like that's where his legs are.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the body is the balls.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So it says here there was a risk Warren could have died if doctors were unable to stop the bleeding during the invasive surgery. But after a doctor offered his services for free, Warren decided to take his chances. And as far as I know, surgery went well. I'm sure he's recovering. And looking forward to his new life as a person with a regular sized scrotum. So.
So what would you do in the States if you were like dying or something and the surgery was $1 million?
I don't know.
No, seriously.
No, like I don't.
What do you do? Do you just die then because you can't afford the surgery? Or the care? They must have programs for people so that, you know, not everybody dies from every little thing.
I think it's just basically deal with it yourself. And I know it's kind of, like, it's weird, like, because...
I find it really weird.
People in their states are weird, and don't get me wrong, Americans. I just, because people get really worked up about this sort of thing. It's like, healthcare is going to take away my freedom. Well, you know what? Fucking dying from something, it's going to take away your life, all right? So...
Well, someone told me that, so this lady moved here from the States, and she had a baby here. Mm-hmm. And she said a friend of hers had complications with her labor. So after having a baby, she was in the hospital for a while. Her baby was in the hospital for a while. So they left the hospital with, I think it was like $150,000 that they had to pay. So on top of having like huge life change of having a child and having to worry about taking care of the child, adjusting to one of them staying at home for a while, or because they don't even have maternity leave there either. unless your work pays for it, yeah. But the government doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
So, and then you have $150,000. Like, that's like the price of a house in the States.
Like, to me, that's ridiculous. And like people, like this,
I would like.
They say that, okay, they say that, they look at Canada's and basically the rest of the world system and they go, that's socialism, that's people taking away my money to pay for it, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, you know what, it's, you know, like, you ask any Canadian and they say, okay, yeah, we generally get taxed more than people in the States. However, you know...
When you're sick and dying, you don't have to sit there and be like, oh, should I go to the hospital? Oh, I can't afford it. No, that's not even a choice. Like, you don't even have to think about that at all.
You just,
like,
have to think about...
just go.
You just concentrate on getting better.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, you know...
Because that's the worst when you're sick, is that when you have to worry about,
like, day-to-day shit. It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
That is dumb.
Speaking of...
I do like how cheap the houses are in the States, though. That's kind of a nice thing.
Speaking of... this is an interesting segue. Speaking of things that Americans do that are dumb, let's get on the subject of guns in Americans.
I don't want to... We sound like we're, like, anti-American, but I'm not, because they have lots of awesome stuff there, too. Like, movies.
Yeah.
And, like... diners and
no, don't get me wrong.
Smokes and cheap gas and
don't get me wrong.
Cars, like, they have lots of cheap stuff there.
Like, on like a one-to-one basis, every American that I have ever met has been a wonderful person, very accommodating, very sweet. But there's something, there's something to be said about a system which allows people to go bankrupt when they get sick, and also allows a 5-year-old to shoot his 2-year-old sister to death.
Oh, I think I saw this on Facebook.
Yeah.
A 5-year-old boy accidentally killed his 2-year-old sister with a rifle he got as a birthday present. The boy shot his sister in the chest when playing with the .22 caliber gun outside their home in Kentucky. The child's grandmother and uncle spoke of their grief.
He just picked it up before he realized.
It's just a tragic accident. It's just it's something that you can't prepare for.
The little boy was given Cricket's My First Rifle as a gift, which does have a child safety lock, but no one realized the gun was loaded at the time.
Well, there you go. My first rifle. My first kill. 5 years old.
It's not funny, Eric.
I know. It's tragic.
You're saying it like it's a joke or something.
It's... It's sad because...
It's so sad.
First of all, why... Like, 5-year-olds...
But did the parents seriously give, like, the rifle to the kid?
It was a kid's rifle. A kid's...
There's such a thing?
It's my first rifle. That's, like, you know, kind of like... My first rifle made by some...
Goodness. This is making me cry. I'm going to cry.
Okay, well, maybe...
Let's talk about something else. This is too sad.
Okay, well, let's... Let's change the subject to something a little bit more upbeat, shall we?
Yes.
All right. Philadelphia's first master beta-thon. How's that for?
I like masturbating.
Okay, there we go.
Did I say that?
began May 1st to mark the beginning of National Masturbation Month, but will not finish until May 27th.
So you have to masturbate the whole month? Is that what they're saying?
No, they're just, I'm pretty sure people are not taking it off the whole month.
Yeah, like how would you go to work?
Oh, man. Through the event, the site hopes to ignite conversations that reduce the stigma around expressing sexuality, promote sexual health, and emphasize the importance of pleasure. On May 30th, the Thursday after the event ends, folks are invited to attend Creamium, a game show and dance party where prizes like most creative fantasy, most pleasure connections, and most money raised will be handed out. So.
Where is this?
This is Philadelphia.
They sound like they've got some fun shit going on there.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Some National Masturbation Month in Philadelphia. We don't. I guess it's just a citywide thing.
I don't think that would ever pass in Alberta.
No.
Never.
No. So Rochelle and I missed the comic book expo, which happened last week. In Calgary.
There seemed to be, like, there was a picture on Instagram of people lined up at this comic book store. And I think that maybe
yesterday?
Yesterday.
And I forgot about this until well after the fact. Yesterday was, in fact, free comic book day.
What?
Yeah, I know. I forgot.
You get free comic books?
Free comic book. You probably get one.
And you forgot this?
I forgot about this until I saw the same picture that you probably saw.
And you didn't tell me about it?
Well, I didn't know. I forgot. You know what forget...
Eric.
The word forget means? It means you forget things and stuff.
But that's like a good thing.
I know. Maybe I'll...
That's like a really good thing. And you forgot it.
I forgot.
That's so dumb.
That is the dumbest thing in the world.
Oh, I'm so mad at you.
And the worst part is, we actually do live not too far from a comic.
Yeah, no fucking shit. We could have walked there.
And walked back with our free comic book. If Eric would have remembered, of course, right?
Well, because here I am and I'm like looking at the picture and I'm like, what's going on? I wonder what's going on. I don't know and I don't know how to find out. And then here the whole time Eric's like, there's just that thing going on. Meep. Meep. And you don't even say anything.
Because that's how I end every
sentence. That's your brain going, now I forget because I don't care.
Meep.
And I'm not going to tell Rochelle anything. Meep.
I guess that's how it works.
That's, yeah. That's not very nice.
Yeah, so that was yesterday. Sorry.
You're fired.
I'm fired. I'm sure if you get a replacement. Why don't you get a replacement for Eric? Because
I am not just going to be the boss of Tip Tap Tip. I'm going to be the boss of the family. I am taking over the reins, Eric.
It's all good.
Because you just forget good shit.
Okay.
That means that we are having milkshakes for dinner tonight.
Okay.
And cookies.
Okay.
Milkshakes and cookies.
Yum, 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 yum. But last week was the comic book expo.
Yeah, I know about that thing.
And
I didn't know about the free comic book thing, but I know about the comic book expo and the show because there's signs for that everywhere. And last time I went to the comic book store, they were selling tickets way in advance, which I was like, why would you need to get it in advance? You can always get tickets. And then they ended up selling out.
The thing has been selling out like for the last couple of years.
Yeah, but that's because before that, when it was a little bit less well known, they would fill it up to the tits so that the fire marshals had to kick people out.
That was the last year. That was a thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll throw this out there. Is it becoming more popular or more socially acceptable to be a nerd than it was like 10 years ago? Because people are into comic books and et cetera, sci-fi, whatever. You know,
mainstream has made lots of...
Yeah, because I
guess... there's lots of mainstream movies like Iron Man and...
Spider-Man and
X-Men
Avengers.
And all that kind of stuff is now, you know, Hollywood's taking it out. So I think it's different.
And, like, I think the number
one...
It's
more... It's some of the stuff's gone more mainstream now. And but anime will never go mainstream. That is still, like, super nerdy and not cool.
But
like, that's okay, right? Like, don't get me wrong, that's okay.
Hey, if you're into that.
But I wonder if mainstream Hollywood would ever, like, take on anime. I don't think they would.
Well,
they can't, because it's...
They were going to remake a famous anime movie, Akira. I'm not sure if you've ever seen that, but I remember seeing that years ago.
Is that the one with the floaty thing on...
Okay, that helps.
Oh.
That one, is that the one with the giant robot?
Shut up. There's a floaty thing, and the girl is, like, trying to get up to the floaty thing, and then...
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's like a blimp.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. But
well, I know what the haircut looks like okay, on the main character.
Anyways, as I was saying, I was reading a while back that they were going to be remaking this famous anime movie called Akira, which came out in the 80s. It's really famous, but they're going to be doing a live action version and basically changing everything from like Neo Tokyo to Neo something else and recasting all the Asian characters with white people. So typical Hollywood. I don't know if it's still in production, but that was the plan.
Isn't that racist to do that?
It certainly brings up a lot of
questions. Why don't they just take the white people and paint them browner?
Yeah, like they did like 100 years ago.
That's not racist, right?
Well, it kind of was.
I know, it was so awful.
Yeah. And it's part of history that we kind of look at and go,
okay. Those ones they're so bad. And they don't even think anything of it. Like, yeah, they're just like...
Yeah, kind
of
like Zwarte Piet, right?
That's cute that you're trying to say it. Zwarte Piet.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Zwarte?
Zwarte Piet. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, it's like blackface. That's what, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's called.
Yeah.
But anyways... Yeah, back to the subject of nerdy things. And it's funny because I was reading somewhere that the most popular sitcom on TV is, and I'll let you try and guess what it is.
Well, I don't know because I don't watch TV anymore.
Big Bang Theory is incredibly popular. And I think, in fact, it's probably the most popular sitcom on TV.
Right? Are you sure? Are these coming from, like, stats?
I read or is it this, like... in a magazine once, I think. Right? I can't verify it.
That doesn't sound very...
I know, it's not very convincing. Authoritative. But I know it's definitely a very, very, very popular sitcom, right? A lot of people watch it. Okay, we get it. Nerds are funny. And then they make a whole TV season out of it.
I find that show kind of irritating. Yeah. That one guy.
Yeah.
Who's always...
Being nerdy.
But that's not being nerdy. He's just obnoxious.
Yeah.
He's obnoxious. He's not nerdy.
Okay. So there's a distinction between the two.
Well, of course. It's a personality. It's not like your interests. Mm-hmm. I think being a nerd is more just like having different interests.
Yeah.
Being obnoxious is just your personality.
Mm-hmm. You want to see something obnoxious?
Sure.
This is a commercial for a brand of sneakers put up by... put up by Skechers. This particular brand is called Daddy's Money. And here's a commercial for it.
Weird.
Daddy's Money. So, the brand of the sneakers, you probably just heard the obnoxious song. It's called Daddy's Money. They're put up by Skechers, so I guess it's like a type of shoe, I guess. I don't know.
Skechers is like a brand, it's like a brand. Nike or Reebok.
Yeah, so
Yeah, I know that.
But these type of shoes put up by Skechers are called Daddy's Money. And the S in Daddy's is a big dollar sign. And as a father, I'm deeply offended by this. Because I'm more than a pocketbook. And more than an ATM card. And a human being... that's right, right, Rochelle?
I just think it's stupid.
It is stupid.
It's just stupid.
So they basically, these shoes look like sneakers, but they have secret wedges.
You should put another brand out and call it your pimp's money or something.
My pimp's money.
Make them a little bit higher on the stiletto.
Nice. Like,
not just your daddy, but your pimp.
I like Rochelle's voices.
I like them too.
But
I think they probably suck though for other people to hear. But
I can't even imagine what it would be like to be a father to a teenage girl. I'd probably just want to like bang my head into a wall repeatedly.
I'd want to dress her in a burlap sack.
Just live out in like the woods for like.
And be like, no, there's no such thing as a push-up bra. Only sports bras exist.
Homeschooled, live in a cabin, no TV, no internet, no outside influence. Okay. And then
that sounds like a commune.
Well,
and once I kind of feel like we're leaning towards that a little bit.
Once 2021 rolls around, you got your head screwed on straight. All right. You're good enough. Go out in the world and do your own thing.
No, but then you'll be sheltering them so much that like they'll be too scared.
Okay, fine.
So you can't, you know, like you got to have like a good amount.
All right. So just let them roam.
She won't be dressing like a skanky hoe.
Not on my watch. You don't get to wear daddy's clothes.
Well, I'm not. Don't want her to dress like a nerd either.
Hey, I'm not a nerd.
Well, not a nerd. I don't want her to wear like oversized clothes. Whatever. This is totally stupid topic.
Okay.
Can I watch that poopy little video?
No, I want
to... Pop the remix poopy?
I know we've been... That's been sitting on our to-watch list for a while, but...
Yeah. That's the name of my hamster.
Pardon?
That was the name of my hamster.
Your little hamster poopy.
Poopy.
Poor little poopy.
Poor little poopy.
Such a nice hamster until you... What happened to him again? You killed him or something?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, no, didn't you like...
You think I killed an animal?
Didn't you put him on like a frisbee and like throw him around or something like that? Or is that somebody else I'm thinking about?
Why would I do that? That's mean.
Okay.
I loved my hamster.
You loved little poopy?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
He just got old.
Okay. You got a little bit too poopy.
You're so mean. Why would you think that I would be so mean?
I don't know. I thought you were just young and careless.
No, I'm nice to animals.
You are nice to animals.
Yeah.
All right. You have a big sad face.
Because I can't believe that you would think that I would do that.
Here's a gentleman who didn't know when to take no for an answer. He went to a... You know, you go to the Stampede, you play those stupid games.
No, because I don't do that.
But you know all of those games, right?
What games?
You ring toss, do whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You win a
carnival games.
I see them
in movies, but I don't play them myself because I'm too cheap.
And because they're all fixed. Anyways, this guy didn't figure it out.
This is an unbelievable story, but it is true. A New Hampshire man says his trip to the carnival was a horror show that left him out $2,600.
As New Hampshire Bureau Chief Michael Rosenfield shows us, the man says he was conned at a carnival by a carnival game.
Henry Gribbom says he lost his life savings, $2,600, on a carnival game like this one. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
You're expecting to win a few things and, you know, let the kids have a good time. It just didn't turn out that way.
Gribbom says he attended a Manchester carnival run by Fiesta Shows and wanted to win an Xbox Kinect at a game called Tubs of Fun, where contestants toss balls into a tub. When he practiced, he says it was easy, but something changed when he started playing for the prize, and the balls kept popping out.
It's not possible that it wasn't rigged.
Gribbom says he kept trying to win back his money by going double or nothing. He dropped $300 in just a few minutes, then says he went home to get $2,300 more, and soon lost all that as well.
I know it's a difficult game, I mean, I've tried it myself. I've done it once, missed probably 20 times.
Fiesta Show says the game is run by an independent contractor who's worked for Fiesta for years. It's interviewing the contractor to see what happened. Are there any scams at all with any of the games?
Not that I'm aware of. We've had a lot of these game operators with us for years.
The Traveling Carnival is now setting up here in Derry, New Hampshire, but you will not see Tubs of Fun. Fiesta says the independent contractor that runs the game is not allowed to set up while an investigation is taking place.
Because you get caught up in the whole double or nothing. I've got to win my money back.
Henry says he went back the next day to complain, and the man running the game gave him back $600. Henry split with the banana and the cash and filed a report with Manchester PD.
For once in my life, I happen to become that sucker.
In Derry, New Hampshire, Michael Rosenfield, WBZ News.
Well, you gotta admit it, he has a certain amount of persistence.
That's right. How many people have that?
All right.
Wow. They're laughing, and what they really want to say is, what a fucking idiot.
Well, first of all, if you really wanted...
What a fucking idiot.
...an Xbox Kinect, you could have dropped $200 and bought one at the store.
Or, like, after he lost the $300, when he had a break and walked home... And what was going through his head that he was like, well, I really want to win that game. I should go back and drop more money and bring a whole shitload of money with me.
Well, first of all,
what kind of person thinks that way? That is so dumb.
A kind of person.
And he had some time to think about it. It wasn't like he just like went to an ATM and withdrew it and was there.
No. Well,
like, wow. That dude, I'm sorry. Investigate his brain and see if it's working. Like,
clearly, there are some issues with Mr.
Blah, 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 blah.
But you did see that awesome banana he won, though, right? That is priceless. That big Rasta banana.
You know that you can just buy that shit, right?
You can only get those at carnivals.
Eric, you can buy that shit. I'm sure there's somewhere where you can buy that shit.
Carnival Prize Warehouse.
Who cares? Whatever.
His whole life savings. Granted, it's not a whole lot of life savings, but...
It doesn't matter. It's still, like, a shit ton of money.
I know, it's kind of ridiculous.
It's so dumb. Like, if I knew that guy, and he told me that story, and he said that the carnival was being investigated, I would just laugh at him.
It's like, how about your brain?
Like, really? Really?
You spent $2,600.
You do know, honey. You do know that those things are just for fun, right? Like,
and you do know that you don't have to play them. You can stop if you're not winning.
Yeah, you have a choice. Yeah,
you're not being. You don't have to play until you.
No
win.
One's pushing you to lose your money on one carnival game.
But I gotta get the ball in the bucket.
Fuck.
And you've already spent $1,000. Get it in the bucket. Get in the bucket. Yeah. You win some. You lose some. You lose $2,600. You win a big, giant Rasta banana, which you're carrying over the stroller of your baby.
And also, if you've got bitch tits, don't wear a white, almost see-through tank top. Like,
whatever.
We don't need to see that shit.
I'm ripped. These aren't bitch tits. These are drywall putting up tits. Okay. Moving along.
I just want to squeeze them.
What, do you think it's going to come out like icing sugar?
I want to squeeze. Like, if I see a guy that has bitch tits, I just want to squeeze them. Pinch them.
Think it's going to be like...
Because they look like they would be pinchable.
I'm sure they probably are. They're nice and squeezable. New Zealand officials. What are you doing?
Nothing.
First of all, I don't have bitch tits, all
right? I know, but I can still grab some right
now. So let's make things clear. All right? I made sure that I do not have these things. Because I do not need them squeezed by my wife. New Zealand officials released the country's list of banned baby names, including Lucifer.
Banned? Can't do it?
I get it.
I just wanted to clarify because I wasn't really sure.
Yeah, there's certain names which you cannot name your baby in New Zealand. It says here, including Lucifer, which has been requested 6 times since 2001. The Register of Birth, Deaths, and Marriages said the last 12 years have seen 6 failed requests for the name Lucifer, as well as 62 rejections for justice. I don't know. I,
I don't see what's wrong with justice.
31 failed requests for king. 28 rejected requests for princess. Well, that's just being stupid. 27 failed requests for price. And 25 rejections for
what? What about blanket? Can you name your kid Blanket?
I said nothing about
that. I think that might be a nice name.
Other names on their list of band names include Duke, Major, Bishop, Majesty, Knight, Lady, Messiah, Christ, Lord, and Rogue. Well, certain names. Yeah, you cannot name yourself after the Son of God. There's only one.
Oh, no, that would just be confusing.
It's like, what's your name? Christ. Get out of here. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, it would be confusing.
Officials said they've also received one.
Two religious people.
And
what?
The officials also said they received one request for the name Anal, which was rejected, thankfully.
Gross.
Yeah.
Someone else wants to name their kid that?
At least one person.
Maybe they don't know what it means.
Maybe they don't. The list also bans the use of brackets around middle names, which were requested 4 times, and a backslash between names, which was requested 8 times.
A backslash.
So if I'm Eric Skilling slash something else.
That's dumb.
Put a hyphen, man. How about we take care of one more story and we get out of here? We can keep on going.
What? What?
One more story and then we get out.
Okay. I'm just fucking with you. You always just trying to like change things a little bit.
Okay. Here's a story for you.
I thought you were going to do that one. No, you going to do that one and that one? Are you going to do two? Are you going to do one?
I'm
going to
do this one. Because
you do three? Four? What? What?
This one I want to get your opinion
on. Okay, just one.
A new study conducted by researchers in Australia shows that women prefer men with heavy stubble over clean-shaven guys and guys sporting light stubble or full beards. Right? Think about this, woman.
Okay, so ladies prefer guys with heavy stubble?
Heavy stubble as opposed to light stubble, clean-shaven, or full-on beard.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's good.
You can get on board with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, a beard is nice, but I always think that sometimes it looks like pubic hair.
Okay.
And sometimes it looks like it might be dirty.
Probably sometimes. But
like food in it?
Well, but I'm sure.
Or snot?
Well, I would imagine that.
Or spit.
People with beards, like any hair, they try and keep them clean.
Yeah, I know, but I just sometimes wonder about that.
Okay.
And
light stubble.
Light stubble. We can't really see it.
Mm-hmm.
And but sometimes it's nice to feel the pokiness of heavy stubble.
Fair enough. For their research, the researchers presented photos of 10 smiling men to 177 heterosexual men and 351 women. Each man in the photos was shown in 4 ways. Clean shaven, with 5 days... of beard growth, that's light stubble, 10 days of beard growth, that's heavy stubble, and with a full beard. The researchers then asked the women and men to rate the men in the photos according to their attractiveness, finding heavy stubble to be the clear winner among women. Our common findings confirm that beardedness affects judgments of male socio-sexual attributes and suggests that an intermediate level of beardedness is the most attractive, while full-bearded men may be perceived as better fathers who could protect and invest in offspring. The researchers concluded their abstract of the study. So, that's true.
I'm going to say something really bad.
Just say it. I know you're thinking about it.
What? What do you think I'm thinking about?
Something inappropriate, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, just say it.
Well, it's just because of the whole terrorist thing.
Oh, jeez.
And then all, the skits that are making fun of the whole terrorist thing. And so there's lots of beards and stuff that way, so.
Okay. But
And I'm not.
You're being the worst person right now.
I'm not. against people with beards, but I can't help it because there's all this stuff on TV all the time and in all the comedy movies and everything. And so I'm not saying that people with beards look like terrorists at all. I'm just saying that my mind is being influenced
by the media.
By the media.
But I mean, let me counteract that entire ridiculous argument of yours. That stupid argument with two words.
What?
Commander Riker.
No, you could have just said one word.
Riker.
Jesus.
Okay. Fair enough.
Anyway.
Commander Riker.
Yeah, I know. Like, he does, but his beard is not like... His beard is not a full beard. Like, it was always seemed to be really neat and short.
It's a tidy beard.
Like, when I think of, like, crazy beard, I think of, like, the ZZ Top kind of dudes.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, I just think of, like, dirty food in it.
You're the worst.
I can't help it. It's right around your mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's pokey, right? Like, well, of course, you've never kissed a guy with a beard. Like,
it's beard or not, I've never kissed a guy. No, I only make out with clean-shaven dudes. And dudes with light stubble. Like, beard, get the fuck out.
Whatever. I don't think I've never dated a guy with a beard. But I remember, like... growing up, like, yeah. Some of my parents' friends, you know, they would give me a kiss on the cheek or whatever, uncles or whatever, and yeah. with a mustache and with a beard, like, it tickles and it feels funny.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Is that's where this all originates from
yeah.
like,
yeah.
awkward kisses as a child?
Yeah.
Don't bite on the thing.
I didn't like it. But I do like hairy men.
As long as their faces are put together.
But no, but not like super clean, neat, like not shaved or not freshly shaved. Because I think when guys have freshly shaved faces, sometimes on some of the men, not on all men, but on some men, it makes them look a lot younger.
What about Icelandic guy in that video? He had a beard in that video.
Yeah, but it wasn't super long, right? Like, it was okay. A beard.
It was
yeah, not... but it was maybe like half an inch long.
Still
that's not very long at all.
Is it was a bit scruffy looking.
Okay, fine. I like it on that guy.
Why? Because he's white? Fucking racist.
I wasn't even talking about the terrorist thing anymore.
Yeah, we know what you mean.
you're just putting words in my mouth now.
Hey, I don't need to. You say it yourself.
What? I told you what I was going to say could be misconstrued as being bad, but I'm not trying to be bad at all. I can't, you know, like, it's all the shit on TV. It's, like, corrupting my fragile little brain.
Your precious little brain.
Yeah.
oh, my God. Okay, well, there you go. Let's end this show on a fun note. This is a commercial for something called sex cereal. Who knew that existed?
Does that mean that you get fucked while you eat it?
Yeah. Fucked while you're eating cereal. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
The promos are playful, showing a couple at first bored in bed. Then throw in some sex cereal, and of course some sex, which we don't see, and the mood picks up and the bed fills up. It was worth a try for some in Coconut Grove.
Would you get it?
I definitely would.
No? If I had a bad sex life, yeah.
Box? Cereal box. Like box? You buy the cereal, and it's safe.
You mean now we...
All right, that would use that.
But will it work? We took the claims to a doctor.
The desire for intimacy is timeless.
Dr. Gilbert...
Well, sometimes I'm real with my girl. I'm thinking, you know what I could do right now? Save some time? I could have some cereal. I'll just rest the bowl on her back as I'm fucking bending her over. Yum, yum, yum.
Is that what it is?
No. I'll explain.
Concepcion isn't so sold. The cereal boasts all natural ingredients like bee pollen, wheat germ, and pumpkin seeds. Supposedly all natural stimulants for men and women.
It sounds wonderful, brilliant marketing strategy, But at the end of the day, it's not a true aphrodisiac.
That is, unless the placebo effect kicks in, when your mind convinces your body that the cereal is doing just what it promises.
If you can sort of enhance that mental aspect of it by believing that you're doing something to empower yourself through a cereal, then...
Okay, so this guy should not have a beard.
Well, he doesn't have a beard.
Yeah, but he's got a little bit of an aftershadow thing, right?
Oh.
And that's kind of nice.
Okay.
More power to you.
I'd buy them for all my friends and for my partner, too.
And though a crunchy cereal may be the latest trend in romantic meals, some still prefer an old-fashioned menu.
Steak, red wine, and dark chocolate.
And though it's not in stores here...
And my bitch can eat spaghetti and meatballs.
You're bad. This is stupid. It's just such a marketing gimmick.
It's a marketing thing, yeah.
So basically it's cereal and they're calling it sex cereal because it has aphrodisiacs in it. And my fucking granola that's not called sex cereal has the same sort of ingredients in it.
Wow, that explains everything.
But you're gone when I eat it, so how do you know?
Okay.
Here just yet, you can go online and buy sex cereal for yourself. It's about $10 a box.
Fucking ripoff.
NBC 6 South Florida.
$10 a box just because it has sex in the word, in the title. That's so dumb. They should sell, like, real aphrodisiacs, like penises and stuff.
Oh.
Like, that's what they sell in...
Hold on. I've got it. I've got an idea.
Penis in a can.
No, wait. Wait for it. Because you know how, like, you have, like, your Cheerios, and they're shaped like O's, and you have, like, your other cereals, your Fruit Loops, and they're shaped like stars, and
oh, you have, like, O's and then penises?
How are you talking?
And then you play, like, put it in the O, and then you put it in your mouth.
No, here's what you do. You get two bowls, one for her, and then... one for you, right? And yours are full of dicks, right? And hers are full of O's.
Yeah.
And then as you're serving your cereal, you kind of splash your cereal and hers go, oops, I got my dicks in your pussies. Pussy O's or whatever they're called. And then you wink and then it's fucking...
That's dumb.
This is, you know, but
and then instead of milk, you use...
It's dumb, but I'm sure Shane...
Breast milk?
Shane and I would have talked about this for like half an hour.
Like, yeah, that would be a good idea. Ba-da-ba-da.
No, that's dumb.
That's why you're here.
Because... Yeah, no, it's dumb. Because it's also not an aphrodisiac, right? Like, penises are an aphrodisiac. That's why people, like in China, you can eat, like, animals' penises or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's... I think, there's the problem they're having with is that they're poaching bears for their like gallbladders because they believe that gallbladders are an aphrodisiac.
Are they still doing that?
They're still doing it. That's kind of dumb.
Because you can't just like do gallbladder surgery on a bear.
No,
they kill it.
Kill the whole bear for this little tiny.
I would be so mad if I was a bear and that happened to me.
Yeah, I'd kind of be pissed too.
Yeah.
It's kind of dumb. It's weird, superstitious, dumb stuff.
But there's other stuff too where you don't actually have to kill the whole animal.
Yeah, it's called Viagra. I'm sure that you can get like a cheap knockoff over there, right?
Yeah, but Viagra doesn't really work the same. That just, it doesn't, it's not the same. It's not the same philosophy, Eric. It's not natural.
I want to take Viagra one day.
I'm sure you don't. If you actually tried it and then you had a hard on for like 4 hours, you would be saying a different thing.
That would be your problem.
I'd be running.
Like,
4 hours? Fuck that shit. I'm going to the park.
I'd be like running after you.
That'd be gross.
Wait up. I'm coming.
All right, enough of this nonsense. Let's finish up. I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I'll mention again, Eurovision is coming up. We're going to be watching it live. It's May 18th. That's 2100 Central European time. You do the math. Wherever you happen to live, you sure? Do it.
No.
Press the button. Figure out what time it is. We're going to have a party here with a few people and enjoying our European-ness and having European food.
Come on. want to eat some pancakes.
Why don't you have a party wherever you happen to live, whether that's by yourself, invite some friends, join the party. We'll be, I'll be live tweeting it, because that's what I've been doing over the last few years, and it's fun.
Yeah, and I want to do that thing, too, where everybody votes on it, too.
Yeah, I'm going to print out the scorecards and all that stuff.
That's from the BBC, right?
Yeah, they'll have something like that this year. Our show is good, but I bet you, if you want to get some more people to listen to it, you have the power. Because the best way this show can grow is through word of mouth, so tell everybody you know. Tell them to listen to it. It's a good show. And even though sometimes we say we're the best in the category and we joke about it, we are.
I didn't think it was a joke.
No, and especially not a joke when Rochelle's here. She makes it the best. High five.
It's because I got balls, Eric.
You got bigger balls than me.
132-pound balls.
Yeah, exactly.
Just can't see them because I secretly wear them around my tits.
Right. Anyways, thank you for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We'll catch you later. Bye.
Bye.